Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of experience your amazing love in your kingdom, the city where you live, and in your presence and in your will, the new heart, the new spirit, and you working in us by your spirit, what you want from us, Lord. Thank you. It's amazing love that we rest in, and we just leave everything to you as we flow together with you, working together with you. Grace of God is not in vain, and we appreciate that. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 27, verse 24 to 26, but I'll add verse 19. While Pilate was judging the case, his wife sent him a message. It said, "Leave that innocent man alone. I've been very upset today because of a dream I had about him." Pilate saw that he was not getting anywhere. Instead, a riot was breaking out. So Pilate took some water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. He said, "I won't be guilty of killing this man. Do what you want." All the people answered, "The responsibility for killing him will rest on us and our children." Then Pilate freed Barabbas for the people, but he had Jesus whipped and handed over to be crucified.
Hallelujah. Here we just see you. You see Pilate with the motivation of his wife and that they're wanting to do the right thing. So the good that he wanted to do, he couldn't do. And we've seen this right from the very beginning, you know. Adam, he needed to stay in trusting, looking to, hearing from his God. He was in the Sabbath rest, the seventh day, and yet he chose to move outside of those boundaries. And then the power of the evil one took hold of him and took hold of mankind. We saw what happened with Cain and Abel. And this has been this is the result of falling out of the heavenly realities, falling out of the glory, the splendor of God. And even the disciples, we saw they couldn't even pray for an hour. And like Peter said, "I will never deny you." And he did. And then we see Pontius Pilate the same. He couldn't. We need more than just good intentions. We need power from above. And again, we can just go to Paul as well. I mean, here was a guy that was given over to Satan and his will, just like all these evil people here wanting to crucify Jesus, or not wanting to crucify Jesus. And he couldn't. And Romans 7, many people don't understand this and read it properly, but you start off with 1. I write to those that know the law. So this wasn't the Paul that when he got knocked off. This is before he got knocked off his horse and God took hold of him. Then the good that I want to do, he could do. He could then stay in tune with his God as it goes on in chapter 8. The law of the spirit of life has set me free, set us free from the law of sin and death. So there's a greater power. So at Romans 7, he explains the power of the devil, the power of sin outside of the covenant of grace, the covenant of God's perfect love. He couldn't. The good he wanted to do, he couldn't do. So we see that was the scenario. This is why Jesus had to die, to bring in a perfect covenant, because this new covenant is about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit working to bring about the original intention. What was the original intention? In Hebrews chapter 4, we see there's a rest made available for the people of God. And that was shown in the seventh day where Adam was awake to his God and his God was fellowshipping with him. But then the fall came in. We don't know how long that seventh day. It's the only time that he doesn't say. After the first 6 days of creation, he said it was morning and it was evening, the first day, the second. The seventh day, he doesn't say that. Why? Because Hebrews chapter 4 speaks about there a Sabbath rest that we enter into, which is where we cease from our own works and we enter into the wonderful love of the Father, fellowship of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit in the kingdom. And that's the reality that we've been brought into. There's a prophetic picture of that where he speaks in Ezekiel 36. He says, I will pour clean water on them. What's that? The gospel of our salvation, the gospel of our name written in heaven, the gospel of the goodness that is available in Jesus. Of God are we in Christ, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That is everything pertaining to life and godliness. That's the original intention, and that's the original intention God has brought us back to now, so that we can be washed, we can have a new spirit, we can have a new heart, and then the amazing, perfect love of God is poured into our heart. And so God does his part. He always has done his part. He's a good God. He can't change. But then he works in us to will and to do, to be the people he made us to be, in tune with him. Sons are led by the Spirit. And that's a perfect covenant where we cease from our own work and we just enter into the wonderful destiny and inheritance the Father has for us in Christ, just as the word says. You see the blessings being given to us, that the Father is blessed because we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And then he says, just as God predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. So that's the reality of what we've been brought back into. So be blessed to know there is nothing lacking. It is finished. It's complete. Rest in your Lord. Look to him and just listen to him on a daily basis as he gives you the daily bread, daily sufficiency, and just stay obedient, flowing with him, to will and to do according to his work. He's working in you. Amen.
Amen.